come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love him.
And your host,
welcome to paradise,
Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests has an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My next guest has turned his attention to the 2012 U.S. election. His latest book, Rigged, examines the fraud and dirty tricks being used to keep health freedom advocate Dr. Ron Paul off the Republican presidential ticket and out of the Oval Office. Dr. Cass Ingram is the author of dozens of books on health and wellness, including The Cure is in the Cupboard, Supermarket Remedies, How to Eat Right and Live Longer, and The Body Shape Diet. Dr. Ingram has been interviewed on more than 5,000 TV and radio programs throughout the United States, Canada, and the UK. Joining us from the Chicagoland area. Hi, Dr. Ingram. How are you today?
I'm doing great, great. How about yourself?
Doing terrific. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the show.
Sure.
And I want to dive into the thrust of your book, because this week, as you know, the Democratic National Convention was held, and it had its share of controversies. Last week, it was the Republican National Convention in Tampa.
I was down there in Tampa for sure, yeah. Well, Rigged deals with the rigging of presidential elections and primary elections from about 2000 to date. We know that Al Gore won the popular vote, and so did Mr. Kerry. So the Supreme Court, of course, arbitrarily did the good buddy system and brought in Bush. There's a lot of the 16,000 minus votes in Georgia, northern Florida. Lots of monkey business. The death of Mike Connell, the programmer for the Bush family. There's just a lot of this. So Rigged deals with it all, and it culminates with about half the book or more in the 2012 election, demonstrating that Dr. Ron Paul was a major victim of rigging, but so was Santorum and Gingrich. All three of these candidates suffered rigging, but the greatest rigging was against Dr. Paul because his delegates got rigged.
And how did that happen? Because he only competed in states where there were caucuses, so there was no general election in order for him to collect delegates. How did this rigging take place?
He collected some delegates in general elections, but you're right, the lion's share of the delegates he collected were in the state conventions in the caucus states. There were some exceptions, but those caucus states earned him up to 400 delegates. And what happened was that frightened the powers to be. You know, Shirley Chisholm got to have signs and got to, you know, have a fanfare, and their delegates were listened to. And the same with Jesse Jackson. Remember, they ran for president.
Yes.
They had less delegates than Paul. But what happened was the RNC, in collaboration with major media and other nefarious forces, culled the delegates at the state level, legitimately elected, paid for their fee, elected by popular vote, elected by state vote. They destroyed those delegates. In some cases, when it didn't go the party politics way, they actually wrestled certain delegates to the ground and sprained ribs, twisted out fingers, and in one case dislocated the hip of an elderly parliamentarian.
And physical violence against these delegates in order to get them to change their vote?
Physical violence against them when the room in the caucus vote went to, in this case, Ron Paul. Roger Villery sicked privately hired cops onto the delegates, onto the delegate chair, onto the parliamentarian, and roughhoused them because they won. They actually won. They had the majority. They would have won like 17 to 20 out of 26 delegates. As it was, the RNC disqualified all of the Ron Paul delegates in the state of Louisiana. They disqualified half, arbitrarily, of the delegates in Maine. You know, when I was in Tampa, all of a sudden, all the delegates from Maine and their supporters started walking down the center of the floor, not on the first floor, but on the third floor, saying, as Maine goes, the nation goes. And they had a protest walk. I joined them. I filmed it. Right there in the RNC, because they were all these guys were disqualified for nothing.
Now, why hasn't the mainstream media picked up on this, Dr. Ingram?
The mainstream media marginalized Dr. Paul, for example, from the beginning and did not want him to win, has always favored a Romney win. didn't really want Santorum to win, but he played a useful idiot or whatever. And they didn't really want Gingrich that bad. They wanted Romney, but they were frightened at Paul with the support, the biggest crowds, the fact that he was so close to winning Iowa and may well won it. He certainly won 20 out of 24 delegates. The fact that he won Maine, they wouldn't even allow him to win a popular vote when he indeed won it. So they, look, first of all, this military-industrial, the drones, the wars, the 148 U.S. bases, this is big money. Halliburton's just one element, right? So no way would they allow someone that said no more intervention, no more borrowing money from China to have wars. They just crushed it.
All right. Well, let me go back and let's go over some of this ground. My guest is Dr. Cass Ingram. We're talking about his book, Rigged. Now, Dr. Ingram, I can understand that some of the media would be swayed by this because they may have wanted Governor Romney to be the candidate. However, there's a certain element of the media that would not have wanted any Republican in. Why haven't they seized on this and said, look at the shenanigans that goes on within the Republican Party. That's a reason to vote for the Democratic Party. Why haven't the Democrats seized this?
There is a little bit of that, but it's been mostly the alternative Democratic media, because I'm being interviewed. It's the talk show host that's Obama-friendly, but still the major media has not picked up on it at all, except a few Fox affiliates, not Fox General, the affiliates. So other than that, I have not seen any interest from the big players on this.
All right,
I think they're Democratic leaning.
Well, then let me take it a step farther, because this is all going on against Dr. Ron Paul, who is a representative in the House of Congress. So why doesn't Dr. Paul mention these crimes that were committed against him? Why doesn't he bring this to light?
Well, he has mentioned on some of the alternative media, and so has his wife, that they've seen evidence of ballot stuffing, and he has stated only that it appears that there are some shenanigans, although I don't have the proof. I wonder if a candidate has to be, perhaps maybe this is it, cautious. Otherwise, they get embroiled. Well, where's your proof? And, you're making an act. You'd have to, even for me, at that level, if a candidate, I would have to have hardcore proof of, like, rigging in a machine. But he does have proof that his caucus delegates have been suppressed. I'm not sure why he hasn't mentioned that. We'd have to ask the doctor.
Well, it does seem very unusual. My guest is Dr. Cass Ingram. Let's go one step farther with that, then. If things are going on, Dr. Ingram, with the Republican Party, and Representative Paul has these libertarian leanings to begin with, why didn't he run as the libertarian candidate instead of Gary Johnson?
First of all, he's always been a Republican. All his Senate races, he ran once, I think, as a presidential independent third party, but for the last God knows how many years, this individual has run as a Republican.
True, but...
I don't think he's inclined to a third party or libertarian switch. I would think he's going to remain in the Republican Party. His followers have largely remained in that party. You can see that they've won positions in county chairmen and committeemen in that party. Not to say that the Republicans any better than anything else, but that's the logic thus far, is to stay on one course.
All right, so he's going to stay on one course. I maybe can buy that. Gary Johnson, who is the Libertarian candidate, was a Republican. He jumped parties in order to run for president.
Right, and he's on all 50 ballots, and I don't see him moving anywhere. The Libertarian Party would almost have to say, cakewalk to you, Dr. Paul. You're on all 50 states. I don't think that's possible this time, but and so forth. But barring the third party thing, what is happening is that the grassroots are writing his name in, as if nothing else, as a protest vote, and even aggressively in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Maine, especially Maine and Iowa, where we have real good evidence that the popular vote was taken from him illegitimately. We know it for sure. It happened in Maine. We have some good evidence in Iowa. There's a movement there and I encourage it. Just if that's your candidate, write his name in. Write it in, because those states promise they will count those votes. And I've created a system. People can go to when it's being created. Go to write in, because I'm about vote integrity. But in this case, this is the most disenfranchised candidate I've seen in 8 years. Write in, no dots, nothing, write in writein2012.com. People who are fans there, writein2012.com. And in California, you know, California is very good about this. You can write a candidate in.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. My guest is Dr. Cass Ingram. We're talking about his latest book, Rigged. One other, and we'll get off this topic, though, Dr. Ingram. One other question before we leave it. There is some school of thought, and I happen to be a member of that, this is politics. And the reason that Ron Paul is keeping silent is because he has political aspirations for his son, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. Your thoughts on that?
I think that there's a good relationship, you know, with, I mean, how else could have you gotten into the Senate, a little doctor down in Kentucky? They maintain a relationship so that Rand Paul can manifest these ideals. They're really liberty ideals, aren't they? I mean, to me, eliminating the TSA would be a godsend. Some of my friends getting very sick from the scanner. As a doctor, I would never go through, never have, never will, that machine. The fact that raw milk would be allowed, which is allowed in Europe. I can buy it in England. So this is some common sense ideals, and Rand Paul represents that. So, yes, there could be that. Another issue is Dr. Paul is quite savvy. Despite his strong views, he's still getting interviewed in major media. Who else with an end the Fed message and end the IRS ultimately could still be on Jay Leno and, you know, and CNN? So, I mean, it's still a good thing that other options are being represented.
There's no doubt he is a media darling out there. My guest is Dr. Cass Ingram. So, Dr. Ingram, I'm going to change subjects on you.
Yeah.
Looking at the convention, because you were there at the Republican National Convention, what strategy was taken at the convention for these disenfranchised delegates? What was going on there to help them?
The delegates, Santorum delegates, and Paul delegates have all spoken out about a lack of delegate representation. They're mostly young people, and they were hit by surprise to some degree. They were hit in their eyes and in their hearts. What they attempted to do was to outvote with the nays that Rule 12 or 15, whatever it is, that mandated that from now on the candidate can veto all the delegates and choose his own, no matter what how the vote goes. To mandate that there will be no more delegations, so all popular vote that Ben Ginsburg rammed through. The noes outrang the yeas, from my assessment, but they forced that on and they caught it on the teleprompter. The teleprompter for CNN and Fox News said, "Read, the ayes have it over the nays." It's on the teleprompter.
Hmm.
So the delegates found that out. They got fighting mad. All kinds of delegates. The Ron Paul delegates also nominated Ron Paul from the floor with the six states. You know, it's a five-state requirement, apparently. They had six. They had plurality. And Ben Ginsburg and company completely shut them down. Wouldn't allow the Paul nomination. Which, at least that happened with Shirley Chisholm, with Jesse Jackson, I mean, but not here.
All right, well, let me challenge you on this a little bit, because you mentioned earlier that Ron Paul's a media darling because of all of this. I would say that the RNC, the platform of the Republican Party, was influenced very much by Ron Paul. For example, there were concessions made there on Ron Paul issues, looking and examining returning to the gold standard, auditing the U.S. gold supply, auditing the Federal Reserve Bank. I mean, these were major concessions that weren't in the Republican Party plank prior to Representative Paul being one of the potential candidates. So couldn't you make the argument that his impact is being felt even though he himself is not a candidate?
There's no guarantee. I mean, yeah, the impact is there, but it's only going to be through the grassroots and public education and awareness. There's on planks. Planks have in the past, I think you know this, been accepted and cajoled and lip service, but the majority of the planks have never amounted to anything. There's no guarantee that without Paul festering that wound in the Congress, that they'll do anything. It could be, and then we'll be able to say the legacy meant something right then and there. but there's no guarantee.
All right. My guest is Dr. Cass Ingram. We're talking about his book, Rigged. Now, Dr. Ingram, you're working on a new and an updated revised version of the book. What are you going to include in your new revised version of the book that wasn't in the original version?
The original edition, there's only 200. We got them out to get for the before the convention. People can get those at a fantastic bargain at $15 each. The new version is going to have the charts showing suspicion of election rigging in the machinery. It'll have the charts, and it'll have a little bit more proof of it'll also have some commentary about Tampa, what oppression the delegates suffered. For example, I'm doing a documentary also called Rigged America. I interviewed the delegates. One of the delegates collapsed and nearly died of dehydration because he has a heart condition, congenital heart. They had to rush him to the hospital. You know what the situation was?
No, what?
They banned water in Tampa, sweaty Tampa. They banned water to the Paul delegates, probably all the delegates, on the floor on the basis, on the verbal basis, that they might use the water bottles as projectiles.
Interesting. Well, that is definitely something that you want to look into in your documentary.
This is America, I thought.
Yes. Now, no doubt about that. So, Dr. Ingram, if people are listening to the sound of your voice, they're intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go?
They only can call the 800 number for now. 1-800-295-3737. They can look at the book on knowledgehousepublishers.com, but you got to order the book at 1-800-295-3737 because it's $15, not $30. For the if you really want that information in hand right now, or just wait, keep the number 1-800-295-3737. Wait until the final edition comes out.
That is great. Dr. Ingram, it has been a delight. Thank you for being a guest here on the Bill Frank Radio Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Bye now.
Bye now.